I am Central Coast attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. The plans I draft include lifelong subtrusts for kids, which protect them from creditors, predators, divorce, and maybe themselves, depending on control. You can even incentivize postmortem transmission of values you care about. But that works better if you get buy-in now. Holiday meals are the perfect time to adopt, implement, and refine your family mission statement. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Are you experiencing cold or allergy symptoms, or are you looking for a new multivitamin or probiotic? If you are looking for a way to jumpstart your day, we are the store for you. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can help get you on track for healthier, happier living. The Natural Alternative, open 7 days a week, located at 1213 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles. Stop in or order online today.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, December 22nd, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles High School principal received $40,000 payout for resignation. CHP officer from Paso Robles sentenced for insurance fraud. Details of these and other stories coming up. Fog this morning, then cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the low 60s. It's 48 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. According to documents detailing the resignation agreement regarding former Paso Robles High School principal Megan Fletcher, she received a $40,000 payout for her resignation. In early November, Fletcher was arrested on campus at the high school after she allegedly drove to work under the influence of alcohol and was placed on paid administrative leave. The resignation documents for Fletcher's leave says she remained on paid administrative leave through November 30th, which then swapped to unpaid leave, which will last through June 30th. The district paid Fletcher a $40,000 lump sum as part of the agreement and will continue to pay her health benefits until June 30th, 2026. The document also states that the district and Fletcher each paid for their own attorney's fees. The bridge connecting Jack Creek Road to Highway 46 West has reopened. First built in 1937, the $8 million project to replace the deteriorating old bridge began in April. Caltrans identified the bridge as needing a full replacement for years, and now it is reopened with a wider, more durable concrete box with two traffic lanes. CHP officer from Paso Robles sentenced for insurance fraud. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:09.
Blazin Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. A CHP officer from Paso Robles has been sentenced to 270 days in jail for insurance fraud. An investigation found that 45-year-old Jordan Roy Lester, who worked as an officer for 17 years, procured medical leave, claiming he was unable to work because of an injury, and was later found to be false. The investigation found Lester at a property he owned cutting down trees, stacking firewood, and operating heavy machinery. Lester has been forced to pay around $232,000 to the CHP in restitution and $127,000 to the State Compensation Insurance Fund. He will lose his service and pension credit for the years and the fraud was committed. Sacramento County District Attorney Thien Ho said, quote, "To have a peace officer commit this fraud is not only a violation of their duty to serve and protect with integrity, but is also a violation of public trust." For candidates wishing to run in the 2026 statewide district primary election, the signatures in lieu filing season has opened. This period allows candidates to collect signatures in lieu of paying filing fees, giving prospective candidates the opportunity to gather signatures that can reduce or fully offset the cost of qualifying for the ballot, according to the Clerk Recorder's Office. The number of signatures needed to offset filing fees varies by office, and registered voter signatures must reside within the jurisdiction of the office sought. Signatures collected for this purpose may also be applied toward the signatures needed on nomination papers. This signatures in lieu filing period will be open until June 2026. Detailed instructions will be made available on the Clerk Recorder's website at the end of this month. A suspected DUI driver crashed into a traffic pole on the corner of Los Osos Valley Road and Froome Ranch Way Saturday evening in San Luis Obispo. SLO Police announced on social media this incident occurred at about 5:41 p.m., saying that after the driver had crashed, he bailed from the truck and ran. Eyewitnesses provided police a description of the person, and patrol officers located him a short distance away. Police say he was arrested for suspected DUI and hit and run. Fortunately, there were no injuries. The Community Foundation, San Luis Obispo County, announced $2.26 million in unrestricted grants have been mobilized to support nonprofit organizations throughout San Luis Obispo County. The funds have been distributed among 27 local nonprofit organizations, made possible through a collaboration with the County Board of Supervisors, First Five San Luis Obispo County, and community donors. The Board of Supervisors first pledged an early investment of $1.2 million, and the partnership with First Five and community donors rapidly expanded the grant money. Recipients include Lumina Alliance, People's Self-Help Housing, Boys and Girls Club of California Central Coast, Senior Nutrition Meals That Connect, El Camino Homeless Coalition, and more. Additionally, Community Foundation says they are launching a comprehensive sustainability support system to provide grantees access to consulting services, one-on-one coaching, organizational assessments, and tailored technical assistance. In sports for the NFL, on Sunday, the Chargers beat the Cowboys 34-27, the Texans over the Raiders 23-21, the Steelers beat the Lions 29-24. Tonight, the 49ers will face the Colts. In the NBA, on Saturday, the Clippers beat the Lakers 103-88, the Trailblazers over the Kings 98-93, the Warriors beat the Suns 119-116. Yesterday, the Kings beat the Rockets 125-124. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Magic, the Grizzlies will go against the Thunder, the Pistons will face the Trailblazers, the Mavericks will go against the Pelicans, the Jazz will face the Nuggets. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14. California news coming up next.
Before we realize it, we will begin celebrating another new year. At Davis Body Shop, we have taken part in over 50 New Year celebrations, and it started back in 1962. Over these years, our New Year's resolutions have remained the same, giving you impeccable quality workmanship, always giving you a written guarantee, giving you the very best value, and making sure that your experience is as pleasant as possible. And that includes assisting you in getting your insurance paperwork filed properly. Remember, at Davis Body Shop, you get a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Davis Body Shop has two locations, one on El Camino Real, downtown Atascadero, and the other on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. From the Davis Body Shop family to yours, best wishes for a happy holiday season.
California Headline News. Power restored for thousands, but thousands more may not get it back until this afternoon. After a fire at a PG&E substation knocked out power Saturday afternoon, Mayor Daniel Lurie has questions.
How does something like this happen? They've called it a catastrophic fire, an incident that I've been told they've only seen two or three times in decades.
A total of about 130,000 PG&E customers affected. A week-long flood watch in parts of the state, including the Sacramento and San Joaquin Valleys, Shasta Lake, and the Sierra foothills.
We're lucky that we're coming into this with a pretty dry period, dry soils, low rivers. So at this time, no mainstream river flooding is forecast, but we'll definitely be keeping an eye on that.
Bill Rush with the National Weather Service in Sacramento. Flood watch in place through Friday. Near record Powerball jackpot keeps climbing. Someone who bought a ticket in Oxnard in for a nice payday, $2.3 million. Tonight's estimated jackpot, $1.6 billion. Jeff Scott, California News.
Our country is held together by small businesses. That's a fact. It's also a fact that 9 out of 10 of those small businesses will fail. Why? Because it's hard, really, really hard to build a profitable business from the ground up today. Pure Talk knows that. They started as a small American wireless company determined to keep their customer service in this country. It worked. And today, Pure Talk is determined to help other small businesses prosper by offering them the same white glove service the big guys get. Same service, same 5G network, at a truly affordable price. Pure Talk is focused on businesses that employ welders and roofers, electricians, plumbers, HVAC techs, the people who keep the lights on. If that sounds like your business, give Pure Talk Business a try and see just how much you could save. Dial #250, say micro, to switch to an American wireless company who understands the power of small business. Pure Talk.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, my grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Move over, Santa. While he's delivering socks and sweaters, your pal Richie's at the Tatchy Palace delivering MacBooks and cash. Every Friday in December, four winners every hour can win up to $5,000 cash or Tatchy Cash. Then stick around for the 8 p.m. grand prize drawing. Win $5,000 cash plus an Apple MacBook Air. Sorry, Santa, but I think I just made the nice list. Check the halls only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. California Farm Bureau President Shannon Douglas applauded the organization's principles and celebrated its accomplishments this year in an address delivered at the Farm Bureau's 107th annual meeting in Anaheim. Despite all the challenges we have in the world, all the challenges we have in agriculture, we still have a tremendously bright future, Douglas said. I believe that it's because of Farm Bureau that the future of California agriculture looks bright. A diversified farmer and rancher in Glenn County, Douglas was first elected in 2023 to lead the Farm Bureau. She was reelected to another two-year term. Also reelected to two-year terms were Vice President Sean Crook, a Tuolumne County forester, and second Vice President Ron Peterson, a Stanislaus County cattle rancher and dairy farmer who also grows almonds and silage crops. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Fog this morning, then cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. South-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s. East-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow with highs in the low 60s. South winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Cloudy on Wednesday with showers, then cloudy on Christmas Day with about an inch of rain. Showers on Friday morning, mostly sunny Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Upper 50s Wednesday and Thursday, mid-50s Friday, upper 50s Saturday and Sunday, 60 a week from today. Currently, it is 48 degrees and cloudy with fog in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Instacart says it's ending its controversial price tests. The grocery delivery app saying it's immediately ending all item price tests on its platform. It had allowed retailers to use Eversight technology to run those price tests, meaning some customers saw different prices for the same item ordered at the same time from the same store using Instacart. The program was meant to help grocers and other retailers learn about what kinds of prices customers would pay for items, but it raised alarms after a report from Consumer Reports and two progressive advocacy groups. The company making it clear that its retail partners will continue to set their own prices on the platform, which may vary from location, just like they do in brick-and-mortar stores, but that Instacart will no longer support any item price testing services. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple: to make better hearing affordable for everyone. This Christmas holiday, enjoy exclusive savings on our high-quality rechargeable hearing aids. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and shop Christmas holiday deals before they're gone at audienhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Attention! At K. John's Jewelry Company, everything must go. Rings, necklaces, bracelets, earrings, possibly even Fred's leftover lunch in the break room. We're clearing it all out. Bring your wallets. Bring your friends. Bring snacks. This is not a drill. We're clearing out all our designer jewelry to make room for our brand new, totally original K. John's designs in the coming year. That's right. All our beloved designer pieces at true liquidation prices as a thank you to the community that supported us for generations. Wait. Real discounts, you may ask? Not ho-ho holiday markups disguised as deals? Nope. Real discounts. December 2nd through Christmas Eve, K. John's Jewelry Company, where we've always priced fairly, but now we're pricing fairly ridiculously.
Are you buying or selling property?
Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We asked Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for a client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m. or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
Time for Mattress Talk with Rich London.
I've got them with springs underneath, with latex on it, memory foam, you name it, I've got them in here. I've got them all on special prices, and of course I still have some of my closeout models too, but I've even got adjustable bases, Jerry. So whatever model bed you like, we can make it where you get your legs up so you don't get the swelling in your legs. We can get your back up to take the pressure off your back and just give you comfort at the same time.
In Paso Robles, the mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside.
Alrighty, and we're set and ready to go. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, Freedom of Speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda power equipment dealer in Atascadero. 238-5775, of course, you can text that number, 238-KPRL, to join us on this Monday edition here on The Right Choice. Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have a very special guest. Mrs. Claus will be here, and maybe a special surprise. I don't know. You know, the family's kind of busy and so forth, so we'll see what may happen. And then Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour, all here on The Right Choice. Okay, as we go to the email, let's see here. Good morning. Perhaps someone could explain how a high school principal who shows up on campus drunk gets $40,000 a year. Well, hopefully we'll get additional information, but, you know, we may get the usual, well, this is a personnel matter. I know what you're probably looking for is an explanation from the school board, which voted unanimously to give the payout to the Lush, and not only that, but continue to pay for her health insurance through the end of the year. By the way, this resignation comes in officially in June. In June. Let's see. She is set to remain on unpaid leave through June 30th, 2026, when her resignation will officially go into effect. Okay. I don't know if that's tied in with the health care that, or the health money that she'll be receiving if they have to do that. Don't know, but we should get a explanation from the district regarding the decision, so we don't have to speculate. But that may not be forthcoming. Also, let's see here on the text. Why is the principal filing a lawsuit against the school district when it has been broken the law? It didn't say that she's filing a lawsuit. There can be potentials in the state of California. If something could be deemed as a disability, there is, I don't know the exact details of the law, but you could save your job by having a disability. And in California, having issues with alcohol and drugs under certain circumstances is considered a disability. So, no, it doesn't say here that she was do that, but there is the potential, perhaps. Who knows what took place? Let's see here. We should, on the text again, we should set goals.
I'm thinking, like, get Kogan off the school board. Well, what other goals are you referring to? Or just you have to look at the school board and their decisions. If you agree with them, then, you know, we let the process take its place. But I don't know what that specifically means regarding the goals. It's unfortunate that the school district has been in the news on not enough for positive, but for negative, and they don't seem to give a damn about it. Okay, also on the email, Kevin, existing law requires that any building with a dwelling unit maintain certain characteristics in order to be rentable or tenable, including the maintenance of adequate heating and hot water systems that conform to the standard quality. The new requirements, AB 628, mandates that all rental units must include a working stove and refrigerator, which were previously considered optional. Okay, the law applies to all leases entered into, renewed, or amended after January 1st, 2026. It covers various types of rental properties, including single-family homes, apartments, and condos. Maintenance obligations. Landlords are responsible for maintenance of these appliances and good maintaining these appliances in good working order. If an appliance fails due to normal wear and tear or is subject to a safety recall, landlords must repair or replace it promptly, typically within 30 days of notification. The you know, any place I rent, I don't remember having issues with the appliances, but wear and tear, that may depend, though, on the people. You know, some people are just not as responsible, or they're just, I'll use the term, heavy-handed with the way they handle all types of things, whether it's appliances or not. They tend to wear them out a little bit faster. So that's a hell of a responsibility for renters, but you're getting into something that you should be aware of. All right, you remember, if you remember last week, I told you that Ford Motor Company has lost about $20 billion on their EV plans with the pickup trucks and all the vehicles and so forth. And this is just something to think about. Now, there was a massive power outage in San Francisco a few days ago. They went into darkness. It was a Saturday. And about 130,000 homes and businesses. And what it did is it left self-driving cars stalled in the streets. Apparently, because of the outage, the lights went out. So these cars were not able to read what was going on and so forth. Now, I'm just guessing that they'll probably be able to fix that. But the autonomous vehicles, they just stalled in the middle of the streets because they were unable to detect the traffic lights that weren't working due to the outage, and it triggered traffic jams across many of the areas of San Francisco. It was a massive, according to this, or excuse me, significant transit disruption. So, again, that's probably a fix that they'll be able to do in the vehicles, I'm again guessing, but it's kind of related. People around the country, including in New York, they're a little bit angry that kids are freezing on the mandated electric school buses during the brutal winter weather. Now, for those of you, many people think of New York just as New York City, which it gets cold there, no doubt. But if you go upstate, western New York, it is extremely cold and they get a lot of snow. So the heaters on the bus run off the same electricity as the bus itself. So the bus drivers are not using much of the heat because it drains the battery capacity on the bus itself. So the parents are not happy about that. So we'll see what happens. Again, these are the mandated electric buses there in western New York and probably most of California. Let's see here, the 40K, this is on the email. Almost sounds as if the 40K is what her pay would be anyway with her resignation in June, paid till June versus payout. Okay. Yeah, I think her salary was $139,000. So she had plenty of money to be able to go out and buy booze with. Yeah, her annual salary is $139,981. So if you do the math, I guess, according to this person, that's what it does. She's getting paid, if that's correct. So that's, you know, again, that's up to you people. The decision has been done, though. It's the ink is dried and so forth, so she's going to get the money for being irresponsible. Once again, rewarding bad behavior. That has become the norm here, in particularly in this county, but in California in general. So that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. All right. Also, I was mentioning the new laws, and there's also a law here in California that July 1st of 2026. Now, again, our schools are hurting, just like our government is hurting, because we don't have money. But California, the bill, again, this goes into effect by July 1st, 2026. It's SB 760. It requires all K through 12 public schools and private schools to have at least one gender-neutral bathroom available, providing more inclusive options beyond single-user restrooms already mandated for all gender use. This builds on existing laws requiring schools to let students use bathrooms matching their gender identity and to designate single-use restrooms as all gender. Okay, again, they don't list what the cost is here to the taxpayers. And now, this doesn't mean you remove traditional gender bathrooms. It adds another option for students' choice. So I'm wondering if there's anything attached to this. So the taxpayers go ahead and they pay to have this all-new gender restroom. Does this mean that the person who, or whatever, decides whatever they are that day, that they can't use the other bathrooms that they have been? So could a guy still go into a girl's bathroom even though there's a gendered bathroom, restroom available? Don't know. The law was spurred by efforts in some districts to restrict transgender students' access to bathrooms. Well, they knew which bathroom to go to beforehand, but then it changed when they hit a certain age. Okay. So, again, no cost is mentioned in what this does for the district, for the taxpayers. So we have that, and again, you know, all these laws in there, and there's a lot more down, a lot more laws regarding the crackdown in within schools, immigration enforcement on campus prohibits immigration enforcement from entering certain areas without a warrant or a court order. The bill prohibits schools from allowing immigration enforcement officers on campus without a warrant. Here's one for you. Well, we know about the school phone policies. Chris updated us on that regarding that. Now, how about this one? Qualified high school students, this is in California, will automatically be admitted to a California State University campus without having to apply. Under the program, eligible students will automatically receive letters notifying them that they have been directly admitted to the CSU campuses based on their academic records. The program expands a pilot announced last year, limited to high school students in Riverside. So this is going full bore throughout the state of California. Also, we have this one. There's another bill. Well, there's so many bills this year, it's amazing. This bill, it bans the most harmful ultra-processed foods from school lunches. And it's so important and so harmful that this bill takes, it goes into effect in 2035. This makes California the first state in the nation to ban certain foods from public schools. If you remember X amount of years ago, along with Michelle Obama's push for, you know, fresher and all that kind of stuff. It was a huge disaster because the kids didn't like the food, and there was millions of dollars of waste around the country because the kids weren't going for it. So we're going to, and there's nothing wrong with eating healthy food, but also you have to be a little bit, realizing that, look, these are kids. Their tastes are a little bit different than ours, and that's just kind of the growing up process. And you know about this one. The bill prohibits federal and local law enforcement officers from wearing face masks while conducting their duties. Now, my understanding is that the Trump administration is already, they're challenging this one. And courts have ruled for a long time against the, you know, versus the power of the state over the federal government, particularly when it comes to law agencies. So we'll see how far this goes. It'll be interesting to watch that. So anyway, those are just a few, and I mean a few of the many, many new laws that are coming in. And there's meal period exemptions. There is extension of rest period exemptions. There's enforcement procedures, notice requirements, and there's personal records to include, training and education, record keeping requirements for public works projects. All these things, Know Your Rights Act, workplace, which they have this thing that at least most businesses, I think, are required that they have to put on the wall somewhere on what your rights are, the labor laws here in the state of California. And also you have payment of wages, penalties for unpaid wage adjustment. The list is just expansive on how many new laws that are coming into effect. And a lot of them pertain to put the burden on the employers regarding this. And again, that's more money, more time that you have to put aside. So, and this doesn't affect all businesses, just some businesses. So for those of you, you got to be aware on keeping up with it, keeping up with it. Fortunately, in our business, we have the attorneys who represent us from the FCC. They kind of give us the heads up on what we're required, but not necessarily in the, you know, from the state. But so just beware so you don't get yourself in trouble and fined or anything like that, because it, you know, it can get pretty expensive, particularly in the state of California. So January 1st coming fast with all these things here. So anyway, there you go. Just a few things to remind you of the happy new year.
Local news update brought to you by Stifel Investment Services. According to documents detailing the resignation agreement regarding former Paso Robles High School principal Megan Fletcher, she received a $40,000 payout for her resignation. In early November, Fletcher was placed on paid administrative leave for allegedly driving to work drunk under the influence of alcohol. She remains on unpaid leave now through June 30th, 2026. A CHP officer from Paso Robles has been sentenced to 270 days in jail for insurance fraud. An investigation found that 45-year-old Jordan Roy Lester, who worked as an officer for 17 years, procured medical leave, claiming he was unable to work because of an injury. The injury was later found to be false. Details of these and other stories coming up. Fog early today, then highs in the mid-60s. It's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stifel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News. I'm Therese Crowley. U.S. Coast Guard turned Ghostbusters, hunting a third Venezuelan ghost tanker.
A U.S. official says this third oil tanker is on the U.S. sanctions list, adding it's flying a false flag and is under a judicial seizure order. It's unclear at this time if the vessel has been boarded, but it comes after the U.S. Coast Guard, with the help of the Department of War, seized a second oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. This also threatens Cuba's oil supply. President Trump doing Christmas week at Mar-a-Lago. Mar-a-Lago, Democrats back off talk of impeachment for the holidays, instead targeting Attorney General Pam Bondi for failing to release all the Epstein files by Friday's deadline. High in the Rhode Island skies, what's that? Air traffic control audio of a commercial pilot reporting a silver canister floating feet from his plane. Air traffic control couldn't spot it, called it creepy. America's listening to Fox News.
Lindsay from Cajon's Jewelry Company here. In a world of constant sales, where prices are marked up just to be marked down, Cajon's has always stood apart. We believe in something simple, fair prices every single day. No gimmicks, no games, just honesty and beautiful jewelry. So why are we having a massive inventory clearance sale? Because after years of partnering with incredible designers, it's time for the next chapter. It's time for our designs. Cajon's is creating our own in-house collection, pieces that reflect our heritage, our craftsmanship, our voice. But first, we're clearing the way. December 2nd through the 24th, every piece from our current inventory is being liquidated. Yes, liquidated. Not marked up, not fake discounted, truly reduced. As a heartfelt thank you to the customers and community who have supported us for generations. This is your moment to own something extraordinary at discounts we will never offer again. Come see us December 2nd through Christmas Eve. Cajon's Jewelry Company, where integrity shines, and now so do the savings.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Sam's Tree Service provides a board-certified master arborist and has 24-hour emergency service when you need it now. From tree pruning to tree planting, Sam's Tree Service is ready to serve. Count on the board-certified master arborist at Sam's Tree Service. Over 25 years of experience getting to the root of your problem, your reliable tree care and removal expert. Call for a free estimate or go to samstree805.com to learn more.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Well, some clouds and fog this morning. The fog may go away, but the clouds won't. It's going to be cloudy this afternoon with highs in the mid-60s. Overcast tonight and overnight. More fog and lows in the mid to upper 40s. Then cloudy for your Tuesday with highs in the low 60s as we head out to Wednesday. Christmas Eve, we're going to get some rain. How much? Well, 95 to 100% guaranteed. High of about 60. Same for Christmas Day, right around 60. Then mid-50s, maybe some showers on Friday. Then clearing up a little bit, some sunshine, upper 50s Saturday. Sunday, upper 50s. Low 60s Monday, a week from today. Today's UV index will be 2. Up and down, 7:10 a.m., 4:55 p.m., and we are still at 48 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the delightful River Oaks community. Outstanding meals at reasonable price. All right, let's see here. Something to think about for the new year, and that's volunteering, or if you can help out in one way or another. That's the Guide Dogs for the Blind, San Luis Obispo County. They are looking for volunteers to help raise puppies for the nonprofit. A puppy, a raiser, a nurturer, or a teacher, whatever, but it's to help out some folks in the real world, such as the help with public transportation, shopping, even a pedestrian traffic walk and things along those lines that we take for granted. So if you can help out in any way possible, they would appreciate you contacting. That's Guide Dogs for the Blind, San Luis Obispo County. Also, if you're looking for a little stocking stuffer here, last minute holiday gift for someone interested in history, well, consider a gift membership to the Paso Robles Historical Society. Gift certificates are available at the History Museum, and your membership ensures that their mission of preserving and sharing the history of our area will continue. And you can just find out, check out more about the Paso Robles Historic from the Paso Robles Historical Society. All right. And a reminder that the Paso Robles History Museum, they have hours Thursday through Saturday, 11 till 3, Sunday, 1 till 4, closed Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. And there you go. So enjoy it and help preserve our history. They appreciate it. All righty, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock at The Right Choice. Your community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Every day they've got lunch, and Wednesday through Sunday they have delicious dinner and, of course, brunch on the weekends. As we move gently along here on this Monday.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. I think Mike should write a song, a little theme song. That would go good. Oh, man, there's hardly anybody on the list today. Huh. All right, well. At least you made it, for the tax purpose. Stephen Gallarte's having a birthday, and I thought I read this name the other day. Evan Perry, Stephen Russell King, and Brant and Emily Blythe. That's it. That's all we got. Holy moly. On my right-hand side, we've got a couple of people you may have heard of or not. Joseph Stalin, 1879, good riddance in 1953. Golf champ Walter Hagen, 1892, 1969. The King Sisters. Remember the show and stuff like that? I forget which one, but they... anyway, Louise King, 1913, 1997. Kurt de Waldheim, the president of Austria, 1918-2007. I had an opportunity when I first started that I got to interview this guy, Paul Winchell, the ventriloquist and comedian, but also he had to do with the little hearts stuff. 1922-2005, country singer, Easy Lovin'. Freddie Hart, 1926-2018. Joe Paterno, 1926-2012. Phil Donahue, Mr. Marlo Thomas, 1935-2024. Everybody's favorite actress, Jane Fonda, 1937. The producer and songwriter, Wes Farrell, 1939. Remember, I mentioned Jane the Americans earlier. He wrote Come a Little Bit Closer and Hang on Sloopy, and he also wrote for the Partridge Family TV show. Wes was born in 1939 and died in 1996. Frank Zappa, 1940, 1993. Blame It on the Casanova. Paul Casanova, he was a catcher primarily with the Senators, an all-star once or twice. 1941-2017. Also on the list, we have the singer Carla Thomas, 1942. From the Beach Bums, Carl Wilson, 1946-1998. Not a bad baseball player. You know, he was doable. I'd take him on my team. Elliot Maddox, and the Yankees did take him on his team, but so did a bunch of others. Elliot was born in 1947. Good actor, Samuel Jackson, L. Jackson, 1948. Speaking of baseball... Sports writers, or let me see here. He didn't like the sports writers, and he once put a rat in a shoebox and gave it to one or something like that. I can't remember the whole thing. And Tommy Lasorda has a famous clip where he's going just nuts over King Kong, and that would be Dave Kingman, 1948. Jeffrey Katzenberg, the producer, 1950. Hot Child in the City, Nick Gilder, 1951. The cleanup woman singer, Betty Wright, 1953. She passed away in 2020. Oh, man, there we go. One of the best ever, Chris Everett, 1954. Everybody Loves Raymond, Ray Romano, 1957. One of the best ever, and that would be Flojo, Florence Griffith Joyner, 1959, passed away in 1998. Was that long ago? My goodness. This guy was a good baseball player, really good baseball player. Andy Van Slyke, 1960, from the Forrester sisters, Christy Forrester, 1962, Kiefer Sullivan, 1966. Irvin Johnson. No, not Magic Johnson. Irvin Johnson, 1967. Julie Delpy, the actress, 1969. This guy was a pretty good running back out of Purdue, played for the Buccaneers, and he's very, very well-liked in the Tampa-St. Petersburg area because of all him and his wife have done and continue to do for the community down there. Mike Allstout, he was born in 1973. Tom Payne, the actor, 1982. Onward we go, running back, Heisman Trophy winner, and you see him on college game day once in a while. Mark Ingram, 1989. His dad won a Super Bowl ring with the Giants, and I believe he got a ring too, if I'm not mistaken, with the Saints. Okay, and that's it. All right. Passing away on this day, Daryl Zanuck, the producer and executive, co-founder of 20th Century Pictures. He died in 1979. By the way, he predicted that television wouldn't work out. In 1946, he said this: people will soon get tired of staring at a plywood box every night. No, sir. You got a lot of things right, but you got that wrong. Again, he died in 1979. Also, the shimmy. Remember, well, you don't remember it, but she popularized the shimmy dance of the Roaring Twenties, and that would be Gilda Gray, passed away in 1959. And I'm looking at a picture here, and ooh la la for the times. Beatrix Potter, the creator of Peter Rabbit. She passed away in 1943. Let's see here. According to this, I've read this too many times to know which one is correct. It says the first million-seller song, Charles Castle Harris, songwriter of King of the Tearjerker. He wrote After the Ball. Supposedly, it was the first million-seller. I don't know. 1930 is when he passed away. Also passing away on this day, Joe Cocker, 2014. Butterfly McQueen, remember Gone with the Wind? She died in 1995. Don DeFore, he was in The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, and I remember him being interviewed on Jim Bohannon. What a really nice guy. He was also in Hazel, Mr. Baxter, Mr. B, for quite a few years. He passed away in 1993, and I believe that is it. Yep, that is it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, going to the top of the list. She was one of the most successful players of all time. She was ranked as the world's number one singles player for 260 weeks, fourth most of all time. And she finished the year-end number one five times, 1975, 77, 80, and 81. She won 157 singles titles, including 18 majors, and she won 7 French Opens titles. That's not too bad. Alongside Martina Navratilova, her greatest rival, Chrissy Everett dominated women's tennis from the mid-1970s to the mid-1980s, and she was the darling when she came out of Florida and, you know, in her teenage years. Now, listen to this. In singles, Chris Everett reached the semifinals or better in 52 of the 56 majors she played, including 34 consecutive majors entered. That is absolutely amazing. Everybody has a bad game or two. Just think about that. And she never lost in the first or second round of a major and lost in the third round only twice. That's when you sit down there and think about that, is absolutely mind-boggling. Chris Everett goes to the top of the list.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The bridge connecting Jack Creek Road to Highway 46 West has reopened. The bridge was first built in 1937, and the $8 million project to replace the deteriorating old bridge began in April. The bridge now has a wider, more durable concrete box with 2 traffic lanes. A suspected DUI driver crashed into a traffic pole on the corner of Los Osos Valley Road and Froom Ranch Way Saturday evening in San Luis Obispo. Police say the driver attempted to flee after crashing his vehicle, but he was arrested. for suspected DUI and hit and run. Details of these and other stories coming up. Fog early, then partly cloudy, highs in the mid-60s, it's 49 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Chris Everett's career winning percentage in single matches was 90%. Think about that. And on clay courts, her winning percentage in single matches was 95%. Not too shabby. All right, we got another hour to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.